Good evening. The time is 8 p.m.
QST, QST, QST. This is N7IBB, November 7, India, Victor, Victor. My name is Brad. And I'm co-activating the Falk Air Amateur Radio Association General Service Net. This net is held every Wednesday at 8 p.m. local time. On this repeater, which is owned and operated by the Falk Air Amateur Radio Association. Call letters are W4VA, and it's located in Warrenton, Virginia. The repeater uses a PL tone of 167.9 Hz for access. If anyone listening would like more information on this or about FARA in general, you can go to our website at W4VA.org. The purpose of this net is to provide a forum for general discussion and Q&A on topics, general topics, such as radio hardware, computer software, antennas, operating procedures, and other activities and information related to amateur radio activities. I have, some announcements that will probably cause or generate some discussion, I hope. But before I go into that, let's do some announcements. Let's see, where are we? The end of the month. I guess the next thing coming up is going to be the club meeting, which will be the second Thursday of the month on, I never have my calendar up when I need it, April 14th. So April 14th, Thursday night, 7:15 p.m., we will be doing both live and WebEx sessions on that. So put that on your calendars. This meeting coming up, we will be focusing on fox hunting. This first fox hunt will be a relatively simple exercise geared towards those who are either new to fox hunting or who are very rusty at it. Or, frankly, it's been a while since we've done it, so it's good practice for everybody. Besides that, we'd like to have some experienced people to kind of mentor and helmer the newer folks that want to get into this. Anyway, the Fox Hunt itself will be Saturday the 16th, but the club meeting itself will produce CAN4GX. GDX will have a presentation for us. Also encourage anyone who has equipment to bring it to the club meeting, and that way we can kind of do a show and tell and swap stories and show everybody how to do it. So hopefully KX4O will be able to bring his cupped hand version of his fox hunting equipment. Hi. We'll explain that at the meeting. Like I said, the fox hunt itself will be on the 16th. I don't have a time yet. It will generally be in the Midland area, apparently. CAN4GDX, Bruce is coordinating that one. So anyway, he'll have details for us later. In the next week or so, and especially at the meeting. Let's see, there's also a testing session on the 16th. If anybody is looking to upgrade their license, or anybody listening is looking to get their license, I believe that's probably going to be down Stafford. I don't have the actual location in front of me at this particular moment, but Saturday the 16th, probably in the morning. Other than that, no announcements that I can... Well, also, one other thing about the club meeting this week, we will be holding the raffle for the equipment that you all should have received an email on. One reminder for those who happen to be listening. You do have to be present to win. Present can be virtual on the WebEx. But the point is that you have to actually be there, because each drawing, each winner of each, will have, a number of drawings, and each person will be able to select the item that they want as things go on. So you kind of need to be there to put your fingerprint, or to select your winnings when you get your ticket drawn. So keep that in mind. Let's see, I guess that's enough babbling. Let's go ahead and take check-ins, and then I will go into the discussion. discussion tonight. So again, this is N7IVV. This is the Poncure Amateur Radio Association General Service Net, and we'll go ahead and open it up for check-ins. Go ahead, please.
This is K1HTV.
4KU.
KN4SPL.
K2PI. AIN. In and out.
AK4GG.
K1WCH.
No comment.
Kilo Mike 4, Oscar Zulu Hotel.
Okay, hold up there a second. Sorry, I kept typing and never pressed enter, and so everybody's call was just on one line, and it was really kind of interesting. I've got K1HTV, KX4KU, KN4SPL, K2PI in and out, AK4GG, KM4OZH, and there was somebody else in there. I was scrambling to type, and you said no comment. So I'll pick it up with you and then take continue on with any other check-ins. Go ahead.
This is K04DNZ. No comment.
K1WTH.
I am in and out.
K1WTH.
N2NAR. No comment.
WTH, Don, got you there. Thank you for coming in to join us tonight. Chuck, I'm sorry. I goofed up your call. It's give me your call again, please.
Yeah, Brad. It's Kilo Oscar 4, Victor November Zulu.
Thank you. Just had an audio problem there. Okay, and then there was a ending in, I think, Echo November or November Echo. And you said you were in and out. I know you want to go in and out, but I'd like to put you on the roster anyway. If you can come back with your call, please, I'd appreciate it. Or not. I apologize for messing up your call there. Well, all right, let's go ahead and start out. Anybody else who wants to check in, we'll just pick you up here in just a few minutes. So stand by and listen up as we go here. Let's see. In the news today, in the last couple of days, Rich can fill in any blanks on this, I'm sure I know. But I found it kind of interesting to see what's going on. I've been watching sunspots and activity and whatnot. And I quote from NOAA Space Weather Prediction Center, a strong geomagnetic storm watch is now in effect until or for 31 March, which I guess starts now because they're going on GMT. So anyway, G3, which is a strong geomagnetic storm. The G stands for geomagnetic, by the way. Geomagnetic storm watch is now in effect for 31 March 2022. A second, faster coronal mass ejection erupted later on 28 March, associated with an M1 flare at 3:23 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Editor's note, second means that there was a first. So there was one, and apparently the second one must have been stronger because it actually went faster and overtook the first one. And so it's going to be causing this. Anyway, back to the story. Analyses indicated the CMA speed as approximately 841 kilometers per second, and model guidance suggests this CME will overtake the day's earlier CME and arrive during the early evening of 30 March into early morning of 31 March, Eastern Daylight Time, which means now. Forecast confidence of an Earth-directed component is good, with moderate confidence of timing and intensity. Additionally, a G1 minor watch is in effect for 30 March 2022, which the story was actually written yesterday evening at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Let's see. That second watch is in effect for likely effects of initial CME shock arrival. And a G2 moderate watch is in effect for 1 April. So it's going to be kind of an interesting few days. In anticipation of continuing but weakening CMA influences, when the CME approaches Earth, NOAA's Discover satellite will detect the real-time solar wind changes and SWP. And SWPC forecasters will issue any appropriate warnings. Impacts to technology from a G3 storm generally remain small, but it can drive the aurora further equatorward of its polar home. Aurora may be visible over the northern tier states if the conditions are favorable. For additional information, visit our phenomena pages at yada yada yada. And you can get more information at swpc.noaa.gov / Weather Prediction Center, swpc.noaa.gov. And right along with that, I noticed yesterday as I was browsing one of the news sites that that I look at periodically, and again, the story is 24 hours old or so, but I read it anyways from Sky News over in the UK. A geomagnetic storm warning has been issued after 17 solar flares were detected erupting from a single sunspot, some of them while I was pointing at Earth. And, of course, there's really good pictures you can get on the SDO website as well. Anyway, the U.S. Space Weather Prediction Center said a G3 geomagnetic storm watch is now in effect following what scientists call a, quote, cannibal coronal mass ejection, unquote, being launched towards Earth. A cannibal CME takes place when a second larger flare follows an initial one and ends up sweeping up the material in front of it. This results in, quote, tangled magnetic fields and compressed plasmas that can spark strong geomagnetic storms, unquote, according to spaceweather.com, meaning that the auroras could be seen closer to the equator than usual. Quote, sightings are possible as far south as southern, in this case, Scotland and Northern Ireland, according to the Met Office. Solar activity has been observed rising and falling naturally every 11 years, although we all know that. Let's see. Earlier this year, SpaceX confirmed that a geomagnetic storm destroyed most of the Starlink satellites it had attempted to get into orbit during a launch. And we all heard about that with those, what was it, 40 satellites that basically didn't count on the extra drag that the solar activity caused and deorbited themselves. The storm was caused by solar activity, made the Earth's atmosphere warm and expand. The denser atmosphere at the initial orbital altitude for the satellites caused atmospheric drag to increase up to 50% higher than SpaceX had seen in previous launches, meaning the satellites ended up plummeting back to Earth and burning up on reentry. So, anyway, that's a little something going on, and of course that will impact radio communications, and so everything from good to bad. Disrupting radio communications doesn't sound like it'll really affect telecommunications and GPS systems and Earth-based electrical systems, but it may. Mostly, we probably will see some auroras if you happen to live up there. As far south, I guess, is Illinois. I don't think we'll see any here unless you're on the web and looking for them. Okay, and with that, let's go around the room, so to speak, and let everybody discuss what they've done the last week or so and any comments they might have on this type of solar activity. We'll start out with Rich, who's always a good fount of information on this. K1HTV and 7IVV, go ahead.
Thanks, Brad. This is K1HTV in Amosville. I think one of the stations you missed was KN4JIM, Jordan. We tried a couple of times to get in, and also N2NAR is in there. I think he's doubled with you, so at least you can add those two to the list. I believe JIM had no comment. Yes, solar flux up near one was 159 a couple days ago, 149 yesterday, 151 today. I'm looking at the BZ component of the magnetosphere. A couple hours ago, for about 4 or 5 hours, it was the BZ component was negative, which usually when it tilts negative, you're wide open for things happening, plasma arriving. You see the plasma density starting to increase, although the BZ component has now gone positive again, so it's tightened up the magnetosphere, and not much happens until the BZ component tips negative. I'm watching, my choice for solar information is solarham.net, and on the bottom of solarham.net there are many of the sites that Brad mentioned and others are on the very bottom of the main page in yellow. You can click on any one of those, and you get into the Deep Space Network or the Solar Dynamics, SDO, Solar Dynamics Observatory, the NOAA Space Weather Prediction Center, the Australian Space Weather Service, the Solar Heliospheric Observatory, SOHO, many others available at the bottom of that page. So everything's in one place. lots of graphs and pictures and lots of things to click on. You get overloaded with there's so much information on there. Right now on 10 meters, on 10 meters the band is wide open to Japan. I noticed with the increased density, the peak in the plasma density is maybe helping things right now. I'm seeing China, many JAs coming through on 10 meters, Australia, I think primarily JAs, QYX is neg 4, so but that's with a 5-element beam, so that improves the signal quite a bit. But it's looking good. JAs are coming through right now on 15 as well. There's HL station in Korea. I see that on 10 meters as well. So conditions are good right now. If you want to get on now, because once the mag storm comes, things get kind of wiped out. Other than that, let's see. I'm looking forward to hopefully being at the meeting in a couple of weeks on Thursday. It conflicts with the Knights of Columbus meeting, but I'm not sure which one at this point what I'm going to go to. They have a good meal over there at the Knights. I may drop the power meeting and get to go for the food. Anyway, that's it for now. Enjoy the aurora if it happens. We have a clear sky. It's been clear. Hopefully we'll get a little bit of a visual aurora maybe. Back to you. This is K1HTV. Back to Net Control.
Okay, Rich, thanks for relays on the other two folks that checked in. Got those on the list here. And thanks for that solarham.net. I'll bookmark that one. And as far as maybe next Thursday or whatever, or the 14th, maybe I'll join you. Maybe we'll just take the club meeting over to the Knights of Columbus and join you there and do dinner. Sounds like a good idea to me. Something else I was going to say, but I don't remember now what it was, and it was probably not even worth repeating. So we'll go over. Yeah, I see Japan all over the place on 28.074 on FT8. I've been doing a lot of FT4, which has actually been very busy. 20 was real busy today, but that kind of limits you sometimes because most people are on FT8. Anyway, over to Kevin Gakes, 4KU. Go ahead, sir.
And so I'm IVD, KX4KU in the net. Good evening, Brad. Thanks a lot for doing the net tonight. I was going to say during the CWT today, which today was between 3 and 4, I mean, it was like I had a pipeline. There's like a pipeline to Europe. I don't think I made this many European contacts during the CWT, and actually not part of the contest, but just beforehand, there is a guy operating from Liechtenstein on CW, which I got him, so just hope he confirms. So that was fun. Hopefully tonight is not too bad. given what I've just heard between you and Rich. And then, yeah, I don't know if you said it correctly. I wrote it down because I think you messed it. Our club meeting is two Thursdays, not tomorrow, 2 weeks from tomorrow is the club meeting. And the VE exam is, as always, it's at Porter Library. Down in Stafford, off to 610. Forget the name of the parkway, but it's right down there. So that's all I wanted to chime in. Turn it back over to you, Brad. N7IVDKX4KU, back to net.
Okay, sir. Thanks for the clarification on the VE exam. Yeah, like I said, the club meeting is on the 14th of April. Okay, over to Bob, Canport SPL. Go ahead, sir.
Hey there, Brad, and good evening to all on the net. This is KN4SPL. Just on the space weather topic, I think I've said it before, but I'll say it again. But I normally go to spaceweathernews.com, and again, it's kind of like the site Rich was talking about. It has all the different color filters on the sun, all the different angstroms. I was looking at one earlier, had 131 angstroms, which is like more of a green tint to the sun, but it looked like we got a, looks like a, especially on the, hold on, let me scroll down. As it goes, x-ray flux, it looks like we had an X-class flare like a little while ago, maybe an hour or two ago. So it just seems like that one sunspot group is really explosive. Anywho, that's all I really have to share. My FT8 is down again. I think I'm having rig issues again. I decode, but I pump out no power when I try to transmit, and I think my computer did an update. Maybe I have to reload the driver for the cat control. I'm not sure what the heck happened to me, but it seems to happen to me every couple months, so I don't know. I'm going to work on that for a bit. That's all I got. KN4, SPL, back to net.
Okay, Bob, well, I'm sorry about your headaches there. I feel your pain. Seems like every time I need to or want to do something important, something trips me up. And then I find out it was just something really bizarre. I remember a week or two ago, I was just working and doing something, and when I looked up at my watt meter, and it's like, I'm only putting out 10 watts, what the heck? You know, and I hadn't done anything. Well, apparently I had done something. I was up working on the shelf, and I apparently bumped the switch between high and low range, and so it was reading 100 watts. It was just on the high scale, and I have no idea how I did that, but anyway, it was like, you know, after a bunch of panic and checking this and checking that, it was a simple push that button. You know, I always blame the cats, but oh well. Anyway, K2PI, thanks for checking in, Harv. Catch you later. 8K4GG, John, good to hear you. Go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, Brad, and the rest of the group. Yeah, well, with all that weather coming, I'm certainly not surprised to expect to be quite a lot of rain and stormy weather tomorrow. It'd be nice to catch a couple of those CMEs. It sounds like they're moving along. Save a lot of money on gas if I collect a few of those. Not much else to report. Basically, but tired, but exhausted with work at the moment. We're trying to put a radar together for the aircraft carriers. Anyway, we'll get into that. And I guess on the 19th of April, the fee goes into effect, the $35 fee for new hams getting their license, so that's a little unfortunate, hams on the same day. Maybe they could move that to the 18th. Nothing much else to report. Hopefully I'll see you guys at the meeting in person this week. My schoolwork is finished, next couple of weeks. So look forward to that. Nothing much else to report. N7IVV, 8K4GG.
Okay, sir. Well, thanks for that information, and I hope your life can slow down a little bit. I used to work for an outfit, actually it's owned by Northrop Grumman now, but we used to build the bridge systems for the new aircraft carriers. The new electronic versions. It was always very interesting. And so, anyway, KM4OZH, Gil, over to you. Thank you, N7IVV.
N7IVV, this is KM4OZH. Good evening, Brad. Everybody on the net. I don't have much here. So we had a nice group at the club breakfast last Saturday, and that's always that's always enjoyable. And Kevin KX4KU did a nice VAQP write up, and showed what a bunch of folks were doing, and which is all good. And my steering wheel push to talk button and boom mic have worked out so well and spoiled me. That stuff's staying in the car. I'm not going to pick up a microphone now. That's just going to be a permanent accessory in the car. And that's about all I got. I'm back to normal stuff here. Just working. Darn it. But until the next contest. KM4OZH, back to net.
Okay, Gil, thanks. Yeah, I enjoyed the couple of pictures that you sent over to Kevin that are up on the site there. It Actually, all the pictures that are up there was interesting. Good to see those. I didn't have anything interesting to take pictures of. And if I took a picture of my shack when I was operating, it would be highly embarrassing. So I didn't want to burden you all with that mess of a desk that I have. All right. K1WTH, Don or Donald, welcome to the net. Why don't you introduce yourself and just give us your 2 cents worth on the hobby. Go ahead.
This is K1WTH. Good evening, everybody. I'm a little bit new, and been off the radio for a little while. Been out of town. Been doing crazy stuff. But I live in Warrenton. In fact, from the front of my yard, I can see the tower for the repeater. So that's always great fun. All I have to say, really, I don't have any comment. But Brad, you read the news as well as better than Steve Allen, and that ought to. We'll see who the old coots are in the group. And that's all I've got. K1WTH, back to the net.
Well, thanks for the compliment. Although for the life of me, I can't remember who Steve Allen is. Although it sounds familiar, I don't. Anyway, I'm kind of a hermit when it comes to the outside world anymore these days. I hate to admit that, but anyway. Chuck, KO4V, Victor November Zulu. Your county is coming up as Accomack County, and that can't be right. So, and it's pulling this off of the QRZ website, I think, for your address information. So, we need to check that. Anyway, KO4VNZ, Chuck, any comments from you? Go ahead.
N7IVD, this is KO4VNZ. Yeah, a couple times I've gone into, I guess you're seeing it on QRZ, and tried to change it, and it shows the change to me, but evidently it doesn't save it because I'll go back later and get it. I think the first time I filled that out, I had skipped over that part of the profile. I guess I'll just go in and try QRZ again and see if I can get it to take the change. That's all I can figure out what's going on. I really didn't have anything to say tonight. I think I said it the other night that I enjoyed the Winterfest and listened to all the programs. And like Rich, I really enjoyed the homebrew talk. Other than that, I've got nothing for you all, so... this is KO4VNZ, back to net.
Okay, Chuck, well, thanks for your comments, and thanks for being here tonight. You may end up having to actually go to the FCC and check your address there. I don't know, because QRZ is, I think they're actually pulling their information from someplace higher than them. At least that's my guess. So, anyway... K4GIM, Jordan, nice to have you join us tonight. I'll get you in and out. And go down to N2NAR. Mike, how are you tonight? Go ahead.
Hey, Brad, and everybody else in the net. I'm doing well. Actually recovering from vacation. We right after the contest, pretty much, which I had a blast operating in, we went on vacation for a week, and it was exhausting. Which I guess is a good thing, because we did a lot of stuff. I don't really have much else going on, although thanks for reminding me. You guys talk about QRZ. My information in there is actually wrong. I needed my six-digit grid square to put in N1MM, and I looked it up on there, and it was wrong. It still had me listed in Prince William County. So I guess I need to figure out how to fix that. But everything else was right, other than my county. So... And back to Rich's comment, you know, maybe we need to think about having food at the meetings. Maybe it would bring some more participation. That's all I got. Back to you, N2NAR.
Yeah, I've often thought that refreshments would be nice at the club meetings, but, well, we haven't had enough club meetings in the last 2 years to know it. Just leaning over my stuff here, trying to get a cooling fan to run again on my Raspberry Pi, which I have... Well, anyway, it's clutched together on the back of the desk. All right. That's the end of our list. Let's take more check-ins. Anybody out there wants to check in? This is N7IVV. Go ahead.
K1HTV, recheck. No.
NB3A mobile. KS4, GDK, no comment, Brad. Sorry, I'm late.
KO4, WYV.
K1HTV, recheck. I'm not sure if I doubled.
Yeah, I got you, Rich. You stomped on the other guy. So I picked up NB3A, KF4TEK, hi Mike, and KO4WYV, Steve. Anybody else tonight? Go ahead.
November 2, Foxtrot Whiskey.
Okay, N2FW. Very good. Let's see. Justin, NB3A, got a kick out of your pictures and whatnot on the website, too, for... Sorry, I'm trying to think and work at the same time. It just doesn't work. Thinking by itself is hard enough. Set mobile status. There we go. Anyway, over to you. This is N7IVV. Go ahead.
Right, thanks for the run of the net there, Brad, and 7IVV from NB3A mobile. Just left co-worker Young, who's also a ham, KO4, who's Ian's house. We put up an antenna for him and confirmed that the old radio that I gave him, which was a TS-430S, still works by making one contact on 40 meters. So he was looking forward to being able to get on the air, because I know his VHF setup is not too great, and there isn't, like, I don't know, he's been saying it's boring because there's not enough activity or something, but, you know, whatever. Other than that, kind of still recovering from VAQP. Did a little bit really low effort, thing for WPX, which is fun because I'm pretty much always a multiplier to everybody that I work. There's only a couple other NB3s that participate, so I get kind of a hoot out of WPX, which was last weekend. Maybe put in 35 or 40 minutes. But otherwise, just kind of starting to turn the gears on the next events, which I guess will be the West Virginia QSO party and then Field Day. So with that, I'll turn it back over to you. N7IVV from NB3A Mobile.
Thanks, Justin. I don't remember working Anna, on that, but I guess she was operating and she was, I worked you all the time, but how come I didn't work her?
When during VAQP?
Right.
She only really ran at home for about an hour, and then we, I don't know, like, there was kind of a comedy of errors there. We got a pretty late start one Sunday. Saturday, the ergonomics of the dual HF radios were kind of getting in the way of driving and trying to juggle mics for all the VHF stuff, so I think we're going to probably continue down that mission, but of running one, two bands at a time, but she mostly ran at home this year. She couldn't get into the groove, I guess, there on Saturday or Sunday, so. But she did run at home using the MyCom, because there's really no other option since there's no VFO. Yeah, pretty much you're either going to run or you're going to very painfully tune around. So that's what we did, and there wasn't very much VHF activity, at least that we noticed this year, so we kind of weren't as active. I mean, we were like 250 Qs fewer, I think, than last year. Yeah, that's all I got. N7IVV, NB3A, mobile.
Okay, that explains it. Okay, well, thanks for your report. KO4WYV, Whiskey Yankee Victor, Steven. Nice to meet you. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Good evening to the folks on the net here, and thank you for hosting their net. This is Steve here in Warrenton, Virginia. I think I was on last week's meeting as well, maybe the week before. Apologize, I missed the breakfast event over the weekend. Been up in Kentucky helping my son move into a new house, and back here for a week to tend to some things, and then heading back to Kentucky for, I don't know, a week or two, but... I guess that's what retired folks do. You come and go as you please. But nothing further on this end. As I mentioned to Rich earlier today, I'm still studying to take the general exam, hoping to take it on the 16th. But other than that, nothing new. And thanks for having me at the group.
Okay, Steve. Well, good luck at the exam in 2 weeks, although actually luck is where preparation meets opportunities. So hopefully you're putting in the preparation and your opportunities on the 16th. M2FW, Joe, good to hear from you. Go ahead.
Hey, Roger. Thanks, Matt. This is Joe in Stafford, Virginia. I just was turning around and I heard the guy, someone talking about the solar winds, and I'd seen reports on that too myself, and a few of the guys talking, I had picked up one or two of the other different places to look for that information. So it seems like there's a lot out there, including that one down in Australia. I looked outside. It was a little cloudy a little bit before, just some clouds, but so I don't know if we'll see anything here. But other than that, just listening. And they'll be back tonight.
Okay, Joe, thanks for checking in. Good to hear from you. No, I don't expect we'll see anything down here. It's not going to be that severe, but it will be pushing farther south than usual. Like I say, kind of, you know, Illinois and the latitudes around there, that's quite a bit north of us still. So, Rich, K1HTV, you got a recheck. Go ahead.
Thank you. This is K1HTV. A couple things. First, KO4VNZ on QYZ looks normal to me. Has his picture, his name, his address is right. QTH is right. The county is right. Everything is right. Hopefully, maybe you typed in the wrong letter, but Chuck's QYZ stuff looks good. I didn't check NARs, but I'm sure Mike can figure out how to fix that. When Joe checked in into FW, there was a heterodyne, which means there was yet another signal. So whenever you hear what sounds like a heterodyne, there's yet another signal that you missed that has been trying to check in. Finally, the K index has gone up to 4. The BZ component is tipped negative again, and we're approaching the point when it hits 5, it'll be a magnetic storm. So look for conditions decreasing. I'm still working VKs. The JAs are pretty much gone away, and the Pacific is coming through VKs and ZL. So I'm calling it ZL without any luck. I guess I'll stop that. So I think we're at the beginning of what may be a magnetic storm. So back to you, and thanks for doing the net. And 7IVV, this is K1HTV.
Okay, thanks for the feedback there. Good, you know, like talking as opposed to audio feedback. All right, open it up for another round of check-ins. If there's anybody out there or if anybody has a recheck, this is N7IVV. Go ahead.
Kilo, Oscar 4, Mike Bravo, November.
This is K1RA.
Kilo India 4, Zulu Zulu Papa.
Okay, KO4MBN. Mark, that's you, K1RA, Andy, and KI4 Zulu Zulu Papa, Reed. That's you too. So we'll start out with Mark, KO4MBN. Go ahead.
N7IVV, and Annette, good evening, KO4MBN. So I told Rich I was coming home to rest, and that didn't happen. I got up and took a look at the solar terrestrial data, and it was -4.1 on the BZ. So I got on FT8, and I've been working all day. I got 62 contacts all over Europe, Eurasia, Oceania, and a couple ZLs, I guess, four of them. Anyhow, it's been a fun day. The only thing that you didn't mention in your opening comments was the distance between the sun and the earth is about 93 million miles, 150 million kilometers right now. So I have a lot of folks in my other club, which is an astronomy club, that are being kind of optimistic and looking for that aurora tonight. We'll see if they get any reports of them seeing it. We won't be seeing it here. It's 99% overcast. Anyhow, that's all I got. Been a good day. KO4, NBN. Back to the net.
Okay, Mark, thanks for that. Yeah, I just didn't feel like doing the math, frankly, on what I say it was, 840-something kilometers per second was the speed of the CME, and, you know, that's, like, super fast, but still takes a couple days to get here. Even the speed of light, it takes, gosh, I can't remember, what is it, 9 minutes? Something? To get light from here to, from the sun? I forget. Anyway, I used to know all that stuff, just like my name. But Anyway, K1RA, Andy, go ahead.
Good evening, Brad, and everyone on the net. It was good to see some FARA members at the Winterfest this past weekend. If I saw you and didn't stop, sorry, didn't get a chance to say hi, but I did see a number of guys floating around. Had a small reunion with some of my old W3EAX University of Maryland ARA buddies who showed up from Maryland and Virginia. It's good to hang out with them, and one of them actually went down to KP2 the other day, and he brought his K2 with him. I said, well, as soon as you get set up on the beach with the umbrella vertical, text me, and I'll try to work you. And sure enough, worked him on 10-meter CW, which was kind of fun, and he's been having a good time down there. Turned around on the SVR tonight on 10 meters and was happy to see a fair amount of 10-meter CW activity on the band. Another buddy of mine, KP4AA, down in Puerto Rico, Kenny, who used to be part of the Grid Pirates, working up in Alaska, and probably at least a half a dozen or 10 CW conversations going on. So great to see conditions picking up and more CW activity, and hopefully get some of those guys off FT8 and back on some of the other modes. Kind of like Justin, I guess looking forward to the next contest for us is June VHF. As some of you may have seen the pictures, we stripped down the VHF van and converted it to HF, and it'll be time to put the VHF, UHF, and microwave Yagis and parabolics back on for the upcoming summer and do some mountain topping. And if all goes well, Terry has offered it to us for a potential use during field day. So more to follow on that as the club starts to talk about where and what we'll do for that event at the end of June. That's about it. Back to net. Okay, 1RA.
Okay, Andy, thanks a lot for that. I recommend that you guys or whoever toss your ideas and whatnot over to Justin and Anna, MB3A, and I can never remember her call. I'm sorry, but anyway, they're doing our field day chairman activities again this year, so kick that over to them and they can chew on it and see what they can come up with on that. All right, last on the list, KI4ZZP. Reed, nice to have you with us tonight. Go ahead.
KI4ZZP. I'm just getting back into it after... Gosh, it's probably been 10 years that I've been at a ham radio. Got my license at like 12 and then basically just sat on it. I had a quick question. I actually have a buddy who's looking to test. Is there more information on the website about the test on the 16th? Because he was actually excited that it was an in-person test. I haven't done any of those for a while, I guess. I think that's it. Thanks, Matt.
Yeah, if you go to... W4VA.org in the upper right-hand area of the page, you'll see a list of upcoming events, and there's a link there to the test, and it's actually done by the, I can't remember what they call themselves, I want to say volunteer exam, okay, fine, I can always bring it up and look at it, what concept, anyway, yeah, you can see it, I don't have it up on my screen right at the moment, so, there's information there. And if you have any questions, if you need more information, you can always send an email to education@w4va.org. And if that's incorrect, I'm pretty sure it's education@w4va.org. Somebody can correct me on that before we get off here. Okay, last call for check-ins. This is N7IBV with Funk Amateur Radio Association General Service, then. Go ahead.
KF4MEN, reject.
Okay, Mark, go ahead.
I just wanted to... N7IBV Internet, KF4MEN, I just wanted to tell you that light travels just about 300 million meters per second. Right now there's... in the sky, if you look up, you can see Orion. It's 1,345 light years from here. So it takes years for that light to travel to get to Earth. And so what we're seeing is light that was coming from that
nebula over 100 years ago. In any case, that's all I have. Y'all have a good evening. 73 to that. KO4, MBN.
All righty, sir. Yep, that's... It's always interesting to me. I spend a lot of time looking up at the stars and have my whole life. And as, of course, the more we see of Hubble and, of course, the James Webb Space Telescope coming online and everything else, just to see. I mean, we're looking back in time, literally, because the light that we're seeing left all of these places incomprehensibly long ago. And stuff, you know, they may not even be there now. And yet, we don't know that because that event hasn't gotten to us yet, so... Anyway, interesting stuff. All right, well, let's bring this to a screeching halt. Again, this is N7IVV. This has been the Fokker Amateur Radio Association General Service Net, which is held every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. on this repeater. And that's local time, by the way. Stand by. And again, if anybody has any questions or would like more information, you can get all kinds of contact information and general information from our website at w4va.org. And again, this is N7IVV closing the Farinet, returning the repeater to general use. Have a pleasant evening and have a good evening and a pleasant tomorrow.